Nigeria, the giant of Africa, a country like no other, blessed with human and natural resources, free from major natural disasters plaguing other countries. With over 500 languages spoken in the country, Nigeria has diverse ethnicity, but there are myriads of problems facing the country. Ethnic disparity, economic crisis, political instability and poverty, and an inferiority complex. Inferiority complex, you might say. Yes, this brings us to Fela's song, Colonial Mentality.
Hello, I am Gabin, and this is What Did Fela Say?
In this song, Fela speaks to Africans, telling us that despite the fact colonialism have ended, the minds of African people, our attitudes and behavior are still being influenced by our past colonial masters. We have put ourselves under psychological bondage and have adopted a colonial mentality. According to Nadal in 2011, colonial mentality is a form of internal oppression in which the colonized prefer and think highly of the customs, values and beliefs of their colonial masters. To better understand Fela's version, we need to take a little trip down memory lane. Nigeria first made contact with Europeans and came under the rule as early as 1807 till 1st October 1960, when we gained independence. But the millionaire question is, are we truly independent? During British rule, our currency, education, religious beliefs and social norms were changed. One would have expected the wiser people to exchange customs and beliefs, but no, it was a one-way traffic where we absorbed their customs, ethics, beliefs, as such as were lost. There is a belief that European ideology is far superior to Africans, but who can blame them when after ceding power to our leaders in Nigeria, their system stayed with us because our government decided to uphold their ideologies. Post-colonial Africa has faced myriads of problems, from loss of cultural identity to socio-political and ethnic inequality, which was prevalent in the colonial era. The fact that our leaders seek public offices to better enrich and surround themselves with comfort, luxuries at the expense of their people, is something learned from the colonial masters, but is now inherent in the black man. I would not want to throw blame games, as we have ourselves to blame if we cannot shake off the problems facing us as individuals and the nation. But let's take another history lesson, something no longer taught in most schools in Nigeria, by the way, such that we have lost our culture and don't have an identity. Well, a discussion for another day. History lesson. Accountability and good governance were the hallmark of the Nigerian society before colonization. Sad we don't remember this. There was always a check and balances amongst leaders in the pre-colonial era. Among the Yorubas, kingmakers existed to keep the crown in check. The Alafi of Oyo Empire had to rule with his citizens' interests at heart, or face death by presentation of an empty calabash. The Igbo had no centralized leadership, yet they had organized society where leadership was in the hands of the people. The question do arise, if our political leaders truly seek freedom and independence, why not go back to our old ways? Why didn't they seek a new system suitable for our country? Instead, they stuck to the same method of oppression and dominance. Q, the military rule in Nigeria. Remember, the police and military in the colonial era existed to crush any opposition, and after independence, it still continues. Let's leave our history, the past colonial era, and go to the future, our present. Now, Nigeria has over the years borrowed billions of naira to invest in our country. But that money is invested in political echelons, houses, not in our society to show. No country give their best resources, manpower or tech to other countries. But that is what we do when we send our natural resources out of the country and buy them back as finished products at exorbitant prices. Our crude oil, gold and a host of other resources fall in this category. As for manpower, when the educational system is poor, we lose our best minds to other countries with better education. Colonial mentality has found its way into our subconsciousness, and we adopt an attitude of ethnic or cultural inferiority. Nigeria has stooped to define class by our foreign appearance. There is a huge craving for imported goods, ranging from branded shirts, shoes, and many more. Our political leaders preach the current theme of made in Nigerian produce. But how many will you give a native medicine and they will take it? They rather rush to import foreign medicines, cars and other luxuries, an attestation to our colonial mentality. The use of bleaching cream by Africans proves we are not even comfortable or proud of our skin. We are and behave as white folks walking and wearing a black skin. An average wealthy Nigerian man will prefer his girlfriend or wife use wigs of various origin on their head rather than the Nigerian styles of patewo, shuku and others. The belief is that wearing wigs shows class and beauty amongst women. There are those who discriminate against others in this country because of their religion. I mean, what is wrong in worshipping the traditional deities we had before the Europeans came to Africa? Instead, anyone seen or known to use charms and worship gods is a bad person and evil. We cannot even encourage the speaking of our native language like other African countries have done by making them our national language. No wonder Fela sang mostly in Pidgin, a kind of rejection to the white man's language. The use of European attires like suits for formal occasions in Nigeria is quite appalling. Even in places of work owned by Nigerians, you are expected to dress corporate. I mean, wearing suit and tie in a hot country like Nigeria, where there is no light to even put on air conditioning in offices. Is there a crime in wearing native on Monday? I remember going to an interview to a company some time ago, name withheld. And as they are dressed nicely in my native attire for the interview, the first question the Nigerian interviewer asked was, why was I dressed in this native? Did I not see my mates dressed nicely in expensive suits? And on Monday at that, I was shocked because I know my native costs more than the cheap suits I'm seeing them wear. I was being criticized for dropping colonial conversion, staying true to my heritage. People would rather suffer in heat rather than make shakara in Ankara, our mentality. Another case causing me grief is seeing our contracts and jobs given to white contractors. These contractors are not as educated as our Nigerian graduates who work under them for pittance. Imagine a master's engineering student working for a foreign technician who learned his skill from the roadside abroad. Our leaders would rather proudly snap pictures in papers, shaking hands with Chinese contractors, rather than putting their arms around fellow Nigerians. We are still working for our masters. Go figure. Our colonial mentality has been so embedded in our consciousness that it might sometimes not be noticeable, but we see it in our daily lives. Tiny things, from a Yoruba person preferring to shake hands with their elders rather than prostrating as a sign of respect, to even our appreciation of foreign movies to our local videos. We need and must purge ourselves of these colonial mentalities. Only then can we truly have our ideologies and identities back. The question is, when do we start? Colonial mentality. It's a ransom we make.